Hello, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Welcome to the month of May. I hope that this month has started off beautifully for you, and that's because the energy of this month is quite different than the last 2 months of March and April. March was the biggest energy month of this year, and April wasn't so shabby itself. There was a lot happening in April as well, and now we turn a corner, if you will, in May. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that and what's ahead, what you can expect, and how you can make the most of now. Because now is really different. Do you feel that? It's interesting. On the last day of April, on the 30th, I felt a swoosh of energy leave. And this tends to happen on the last day of the month. There is a clearing, a release, a shift, and you can even feel it physically if you've had any kind of sinus issues or fatigue or even just feeling tired, or perhaps you feel it in your dreams. Something about the last day of every month releases and clears out what is complete, and then we start the first of the month on a new note. And so it's quite dynamic how this journey continues and how we continue to have new opportunities to work with our own energies and to really embrace where we are all along the way. So a few announcements before I dive into the astrology and energies of May. First, I wanted to share with you something really important to me, and I really feel that it could be something you connect with too. But there's a great nonprofit organization called Women for Women International. And this organization is dedicated to supporting women in marginalized countries to have their own business, to be educated, to be aware of their health and well-being, and to then take those skills and to benefit their family and their communities. Women for Women International works in 8 different countries, and these are countries where women have been affected by war, genocide, really rough, harsh experiences. And Women for Women comes in and provides them with education and training. And this is formalized education and training, meaning women enroll and they go to school twice a week, and they learn the skills that are appropriate for where they live. For example, if they live in an agricultural environment, they learn about agriculture and gardening, or they learn about beading or cooking or bakery, or there's just so many different areas. So what I wanted to put on your radar is that Women for Women organization is really changing the lives of women. And I am so proud to be an ambassador for this amazing organization and to share with you their triumphs and how they are really improving the lives of women. To date, they've worked with nearly 500,000 women to get them on their feet, making money, supporting their families, supporting their kids, supporting their communities. So coming up this summer, I'm going to be sharing with you more ways that we can support this organization, but I just want to keep sharing with you the successes that are happening, the great things that are unfolding, because we don't hear about it. It's not sexy. It's not glamorous. It doesn't make the mainstream media, but real change is happening in the world right now, and I believe it's part of our responsibility as conscious, aware global citizens to contribute to those successes and those achievements. So check out the womenforwomen.org website. You can see some more stories. You can see what they're doing. But I just like to put this out there because there's ways that you can make a really important impact in the world in a really simple way. You are also welcome to, of course, connect on Facebook, on my Facebook page, and we have a lot of great conversations there, and some awesome people show up, and it's a cool place. If you want to perhaps connect on a more personal level, you can find that. You can find me on Facebook. And then, of course, on my website, consciouscoolchic.com, is where you can download a free 44-page book that I have put together for you. And this book has tips and practical advice for working with energies. It also has ways to reject energies you don't want to participate in. And it has ways to strengthen your light, your love, and your energy in the world. So all that is free if you would like to go check it out and download a copy. So let's take a look here. May 2015, again, a really interesting month because it's so different than what we have previously experienced, not only this year, but I would say even for nearly 3 years. And that's because if you've been following astrology, you know that we've had this ongoing Uranus-Pluto square that first started in June of 2012. And so if you were to think about your life way back in that summer, if you can remember it, that's when a dynamic new cycle started of change, transformation, evolution. So much was being initiated and pushed forward and pushed out of our lives, pushed away. Parts of ourselves that we were done with, parts of ourselves that we weren't supposed to carry forward. That's when it all started. And then we had the past 3 years to work on it, quote unquote, whatever it is for you or has been for you. Now, if you have any planets in your astrology chart at 12, 13, 14, even 15 degrees, you are working with these energies more personally. And you, at a soul level, were in agreement with the transformations of this time. And you, at a soul level, said, I am going to step up and step forward, and this is the time for me in my life, in this lifetime, on this journey to do this work. And it's so big that it was a collection of energies from multiple lifetimes. So if you felt like you were hit hard, if you will, and I know some of you were, I know that this has been a really challenging time. It's because you're working with energies from multiple lifetimes and you're clearing them out. You're taking ownership. You're really stepping into your power in a whole new way that you as a soul have never done before. But you're ready for it, but it was brand new. And so that's also why the past 3 years have been so big and so transformative, because it's new work. It's new parts of our energies that we were able to consciously work with. Couldn't ignore it, couldn't escape it. You know, it kept coming around. Thank God, because that's how we really move forward and get things done. So the past 3 years have been so significant. And that final touch point of Uranus and Pluto connecting happened in March. It was the seventh time. And please know that it's really, really rare for those two, or for any two outer planets, to connect seven times. I mean, that's mind-blowing. It's typical for them to connect three times. And then, of course, and then maybe there's sometimes it's five times. But seven times is so rare that we know something bigger, a bigger cycle, has to be taking place right now. So you had these seven different touch points of energy, forcing change, forcing things to shift and move, forcing us to look at aspects of ourselves and our lives and to say, what do I really want? And believing that you can create it, experience it, and live it. So that energy again culminated in March, and then we had some more touch points of it in April. And so now, as we enter May, it's literally a new day has dawned. Because these energies are so big, however, they don't just disappear. They don't just, now it's over. They actually have long-term ramifications, long-term ripple effects. So perfect example is that we are still dealing with energies that started back in the 60s. We're still dealing with racial relations and politics and cultural issues, societal issues that were big in the 60s. Well, now they've come back around for us to look at them in a new way and to work with them in a new way. And so this shows you that the past 3 years were really about transforming and changing some things on a really deep level, but that those changes are going to continue to show up for us to work with in the years ahead. But when you're finally tuned in, when you're really aware, like you're connected to your soul energy, you're connected to your light, you're understanding more about you, you also rise above and you have the power to see it from a higher viewpoint. You have a bigger understanding of why you're here. And that is just amazing in and of itself. So we have reached a turning point and issues are going to keep coming up. Conversations are going to keep occurring. Topics are going to come back around. It's not that things are tied up and done. It's that we've reached a new level of consciousness and understanding about ourselves individually and collectively. And this is where I have to also be very realistic and practical and let you know that there are some people who refused to change. And perhaps you know some of them who refused to grow, who allowed, almost as if they just decided, I'm going to stay on this path and I'm going to allow things to get harder or worse or more challenging, and not understanding their own power in the situations. And so for those people who made that choice, often it's unconscious because that's just the dynamic they're in, it's understanding that you probably will have less of a connection with them. Because on some level, they're choosing to not ascend, to not awaken, to not go higher in their own energy. And you have no control over that. You have no ability to change that. That is their choice. And in fact, it's their soul choice. some people just need to go slower, just need more time on their path. And so where you want to remain strong in yourself is in what you need now and who you are now and how you're different now. And all of that can be below the surface. That might not be obvious with the naked eye. Others who have known you for years might not really know you now. And I want to normalize that. I want to let you know that that's part of this experience and this time. And it can be lonely, or it can be hard. It can be, you know, there can even be a part of you that really wants to connect with people that you love and people you have known. But it isn't really in your best and highest good anymore. And I'm actually going to talk more about this next week. I'm going to talk about the hard knocks of ascension, which actually is going to be a really positive show, by the way. It's not going to be a hard show, but it's going to be a reality check that what we are doing individually and collectively is huge, and it's really challenging at times because of how much change occurs in a short amount of time. And it can throw you off balance, and it can feel lonely, and it can bring up a lot, right? But I'm going to talk about how it's happening perfectly regardless. So that's going to be coming up next week, the hard knocks of ascension. And we're going to look at what the gifts are as well and where you're going next. All of that is part of May. So we just had a Scorpio full moon, May 3rd and 4th, just last weekend. And this is an important full moon. It's known as Wesak. It's also known as the Buddha full moon. And this is the one full moon that Buddha was born, reached enlightenment, and died under. So all three events happening with the Scorpio full moon. This happens every year. And so it is arguably one of the most powerful full moons of the year. And I don't know about you, but I felt so tired, and I felt heavier. I felt that there were more energies working through me. Anytime we have a strong Scorpio energy, we have a tendency to want to retreat, to go inward, to be more private. There is a sense that there's a lot going on under the surface with Scorpio. And so that full moon asks us to balance those energies of what is happening in my inner world versus what are the practicalities and simplicities of the visual world, of the physical world. And that's very Taurus. So May starts with this grand transformational energy that allows you to check in with yourself and see, after everything you've experienced and been through, where are you at internally? Where do you feel powerful? Where are you sourcing your power from? And what feels out of your control, which is where you then need greater trust. And so that is such an important theme right now, because everything that's changed over the past 3 years is requiring us to trust more. And we know that word, and we understand that word, and then the rubber hits the road, and we have to activate that word. So that is one of the themes here of May, is really saying, okay, I've steered this ship in a new direction. I've taken this curve, and now I'm going to move forward with more trust, because we're walking on new ground now, and we're sourcing from new places. So that's what May is showing you. It's showing you how you are taking those first steps with your feet on the ground and really believing in yourself and what you're ready for. And so what happens next? It's makes me smile how the universe sets this up and really makes sure we're moving ahead properly. Well, what happens next is we get a Mercury retrograde. And the Mercury retrograde is in Gemini, which is the sign that Mercury rules. And this adds a little bit of a double punch to how we are thinking about ourselves. What thoughts are you having that are supportive of you? What thoughts are really in alignment with who you are now? And starting on May 18th until June 12th, May 18th to June 12th, so almost 4 weeks exactly, we look at our communication and what we are, our programming, how our programming is working internally, and the kind of things you're really saying to each other. You're saying not only to each other, but to yourself. You know, where are you consciously choosing your words? Also, during Mercury retrogrades, we tend to have upgrades. That's why the technology doesn't work. That's why your phone freaks out on you, or the computer is slow, or something transpires, because we're having these upgrades. Because we're upgrading our inner monologue and our words. We're upgrading more about how we are really moving through this time and owning all aspects of ourselves, starting with our inner communication. Now, if you know your astrology chart, you'll want to look and see where Gemini is in your chart and where that house is for you. If it's in your 10th house, this is going to show up through your career. If it's in your 7th house, it shows up through your relationships. If it's in your 1st house, it really shows up in how you're talking to yourself and what you believe your self-identity to be. So you're going to want to know where this Gemini energy is for you. And it's specifically at 13 degrees of Gemini. And then it retrogrades back to only 4 degrees. So it's interesting because it's not a lot of territory in terms of degrees, but it is a lot of time, because it's almost 4 weeks. So again, those dates are May 18th to June 12th. And then I do have a request. I do have a simple request to ask of you, and that's to please not be one of these people who freaks out, because, frankly, I'm over it. You know what? Planets go retrograde all the time, and when you understand that everything is meant to support you, there's no need to freak out. It's a time of, I'm going to pause, I'm going to slow down, I'm going to tune in internally, take a step back, and understand this is part of the natural order of things. And just like with everything, you can choose to freak out, or you can choose to be in grace and acceptance. So if you would contribute to that understanding, that would be amazing, because there's people who come to this retrograde energy and they think, you know, the world's falling, the sky's falling. It's like, only if you create that, but probably not. The other part is that there's always planets in retrograde. It's very, very rare when all planets are moving forward. In fact, the last time that happened, I think it was, I want to say 2011, I could be wrong. Maybe it was like February or March of 2011 when all the planets were moving forward for a short amount of time, maybe just a few weeks. And then someone went retrograde. So the retrograde is normal, and it doesn't require us to think that the sky is falling. So that's just a request, just an invitation, if you would like to participate in the awareness of how energy is always supporting us. So we have the Mercury retrograde that helps us tune in internally, come back to ourselves, to question, to re-examine, reprioritize. Frankly, I can tell you that Mercury retrograde periods are usually really productive for me. I get a lot done. It's a great time to tie up those loose ends, to see what needs to be finished, to look at what you want to do next and say, is this really a priority? Is this really something that I want to devote energy to, or was it just a good idea? So see it as a gift, and that's really how you'll experience it. And then as we move through May, which, by the way, I feel like it's going to be a fast month, only because of how fast things are moving right now. And Mars is going to enter Gemini in a few days, too. Let me give you a date on that. And see, Mars has been slowly going through Taurus, which it wants to do slowly, responsibly, practically. Let's look at everything. We really stick with things when we're in the Taurus energy, which the Sun is in Taurus for a few more weeks at least. The Sun is in Taurus until May 21st. So we're in this energy of taking things day by day, being practical, being realistic, being focused, getting things done. It's very grounded energy. And with Mars here, that's also how we've been approaching life. And so it could feel that, you know, your day-to-day maybe has been a little bit slower or mundane at times. And it's just about, okay, get this done, finish this up, tie a bow on it. And then when Mars moves into Gemini on the 13th, so Wednesday, May 13th, Gemini is all about action. It's a very forward-moving energy. It's known as being the fastest energy, Gemini is. So when Mars enters Gemini, things pick up. They pick up the pace, they pick up the speed. That happens, again, May 13th, and it will be about 6 weeks in Gemini, Mars will be. And it's going to keep us moving forward and saying, okay, where do I want to direct my energy now? Gemini is gifted with being able to multitask. You have something in your left hand and something in your right. You have this project over here, this project over there. It can also be indecisive because you don't know which direction to go. But with Mercury retrograde, this is where we check in and we're going to say, okay, for this month, I'm going to take a pause, check in with myself, look at my priorities, look at what really matters to me right now, and then take action in that direction. So that's one thing I would recommend for the month of May, is that you're going through things mentally first before taking action. Although it's going to feel like reverse at times. You're going to start doing something and then maybe hit the brakes or, you know, get a yellow light and say, okay, wait, do I want to be doing this? So that's a little bit of the dance as we start to have more planets in Gemini. So we're going to see Mercury in Gemini, Mars in Gemini, and then the Sun enters Gemini on the 21st. And all of that will speed up the pace of your life, of daily life. It'll add a buzziness. It'll add some variety. Gemini loves change, loves to adapt. It's known as a mutable sign. And that energy likes a lot going on. It likes choices. It likes the stimulation, the mental stimulation of words and ideas and conversations and topics. And I mean, the perfect example of Gemini energy is social media and your news feed and scrolling through. And think of how fast you scroll. I mean, that's Gemini right there. Reading this, reading this, reading this, and then at the end of the day you could think, I don't even know what I read, but I saw a lot. I came across a lot of information or a lot of gossip. But it's really fast moving energy. So that's really going to pick up the pace towards the last 10 days of the month. Now, right before, I'm going to back up. So that energy really picks up May 20th. But right before then, on May 17th and 18th, we're going to have a new moon in Taurus. And what's been happening for months now is that we've had these new moons at the end of an astrological signs degree. So this new moon is at 27 degrees of Taurus. Last month, the new moon was at 29 degrees of Aries. Before that, the solar eclipse was at 29 degrees of Pisces. So you get the idea that these new moons are happening towards the end of the zodiac's energy. And so it shows us this interesting dichotomy of we're supposed to get something initiated, and then it's meant to change. So you get something initiated in the new moon, which is when the sun and the moon are on top of each other in the same sign. And then, maybe a few hours or a day or so later, both the sun and the moon enter a totally different energy, a totally different astrological sign. So whatever you got started or initiated or you know, even just on some level had the inspiration for, it's meant to change form. And that is interesting how it's almost like we have to still remain flexible with what we're creating. And to see that another piece is coming in or another part of it is going to show up, and remaining in that place of creation is going to improve whatever you begin. So let's look here at the energy of Taurus, which is grounded and practical. It's the earth. It's what we plant in the ground this time of year and nurture, water it. So Aries is where we planted the seeds. Taurus is where we nurture those seeds, where we allow something to grow and to be taken care of, fertilize it, to nourish it. And it's meant to be a return to simplicity and a return to the basics of what's essential here. Then when Gemini comes in, we say, okay, now we have to take that and make it adaptable. It needs to survive. You know, when it comes out into the world, when you share it with people, when you communicate, when you offer it, when you teach it, it needs to be adaptable to whomever you're connecting with. So with this Taurus new moon on May 17th and 18th, you're looking at more practical components of your life. This is happening again at 27 degrees of Taurus, so you look at your astrology chart to see where that energy is showing up for you, in which house. And this is where you are really strong and stable and focused in what you're creating, but you know it's going to have to shift in order to reach the right people or to have the right words or whatever the next purpose is. So that's something to look at here. And the other thing is that I feel that this energy of the new moon is really nurturing. It's really, it's feminine this year. That's because the ruler of the new moon is Venus, and she's in Cancer, which is a very nurturing, feminine, intuitive energy. It's the mother energy. It's taking care of oneself. It's your home. So if you were to do something on this new moon, you might wish to redecorate. You might wish to get a new home project started. And then you find that you had one idea for painting the walls, and then it changes with the Gemini energy. But the idea is that, you know, what makes you feel safe and secure in the world? And to really feel grounded with that and to connect with that energy during this new moon. So that's another thing that I really feel strongly about the energy of May, is that it's meant to be about our self-care and being gentle with ourselves and looking at how far we freaking have come in 3 years. There's a bit of a breathing period here, a slowing down, a pause, a just looking at the trees and breathing deeply. So if you can hold that intention throughout this month, it's going to help with your grounding. It's going to help with returning you back to yourself. It's also going to just help with being in touch with yourself before things start to pick up again in late May and June. So that's a wonderful way to just approach this time, is that how are you connecting within yourself and really feeling your breath and really feeling your body and really feeling, you know, anything you can touch in nature, you know, whether it's gardening or the trees or just being by a lake or a pond. All of these are part of the Taurus energies. So we have that Taurus new moon, and then we have the planets entering the more vibrant, dynamic Gemini, let's get going, let's move things ahead energy. And then we're going to also have what's called a mutable grand cross. Now, the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. And so for a few fleeting days, there are going to be planets in these four astrological signs all connecting to form a cross. And a cross is when the energies want to go in four different directions. It's really dynamic, and it can be very confusing. What do I focus on? Where do I direct my energy? Where do I go? And with the mutable signs, that's all about adaptability and change. So it could feel like nothing is solid. Things are shifting. Things are changing. You don't know what to rely on. You don't know what to count on. And that's part of a mutable energy signature. And so this energy could feel especially bubbly, if you will, and uncertain later in May. But the idea is to breathe it through. Just breathe it through, breathe it out. Don't be attached to too much. Don't hang on to one thing, because chances are another option is going to come right in. And let me see the date on this. It's I just wrote the date down. Sorry. I believe it's the 25th of May. 25th and 26th. Right around there. And, you know, this is a loose grand cross, meaning the planets are kind of far enough away that we're going to feel the energy, But as long as you have a heads up, you'll be able to coast through it pretty well. And it won't be too challenging, but it could just be confusing. So let's say May 25, 26, and possibly the 27th is just when there's a lot up in the air, maybe a lot of choices, a lot of directions to go. But you want to, as always, trust yourself. And if you need to say, let's table this, that could be a really wise, especially with Mercury being retrograde. If you can table something and hold off on making a choice until mid-June, you'll have better clarity. You'll have better clarity. And then speaking of June, we are reaching that midpoint of the year, and we'll have the summer solstice, summer here in the northern hemisphere, winter in the southern hemisphere. But we're also going to have another really energizing lineup in June with Jupiter in Leo trining Uranus in Aries. And this has been a dynamic that's been in place twice before. It happened in December, and it happened again in March. And now what's occurring is that these two outer planets are connecting for the third time in fire signs. And this energy is like a, let's get this going, let's get this done, let's really launch, start, move. And so it's going to be in effect June 17th to the 20th, the middle of June. And I want to bring this up to your attention because, again, the middle of June is a time to get things moving. Mercury will be direct. You have this awesome connection between Jupiter and Uranus. Things are just moving ahead in a whole new way. So if May feels a bit slower or quieter, or even that there's just a lot of choices, the middle of June is going to help move things along. So know that. And, you know, considering how fast time is going, it'll be here soon enough. It will be here soon enough. So June has a certain punch to it. The middle of the month really takes us to a next level. And until that time, it could feel like an on-ramp, a bit of an on-ramp to the freeway, to the highway, where you're approaching it and you know something is going to merge together or come together. And even if it's not clear or not known yet, more is happening behind the scenes to bring those pieces together. And so May is just such a beautiful time to, again, connect with your breath, to go slow when needed, to look at how you're talking to yourself, to look at how you're loving yourself. And it's helping you really understand that we are part of a bigger cycle of energy, and that there's no end, there's no completion, you know, it just keeps going. There's more, there's always more for us to explore and understand and know about ourselves. And the more you can do that with the highest possible levels of love and light for yourself, the more you're going to gracefully and easily move throughout every area of your life. So May is a wonderful month for grounding, for looking at what needs to get taken care of and what needs to get done, for really being aware of how you're using your energy mentally, and to also literally take the time to smell the roses. A beautiful month, another month that's meant to help us feel grounded in our soul skin and to feel connected to ourselves more than ever. And then June is going to help us take it to another level. So as this month continues, I will have more energy updates for you. I will share more as the month ahead proceeds. And in the meantime, I wish you the very best. guest, and I so appreciate you listening and connecting, and I hope we can connect again soon. So I'll see you next week on the next broadcast. In the meantime, namaste, and thank you for your presence. All the best.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment.